Well, Kurt, thank you. Thank you for joining us. And the subject is RYM. And a lot of people know about the summer conference, maybe not as many people know about the background organization.
Sure.
But let's start maybe with the familiar. The summer conference you've been doing for a number of years, long before you came here even.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I just saw this is year 50 for RYM.
It is. It'll be the 50th summer of doing summer conferences. It started out a long time ago in Chattanooga at Covenant College. But yeah, this will be the 50th summer. Where to begin with RYM? Okay, so everybody knows that there's that they put on summer conferences, and it began with one summer conference a year, and now there are three conferences in Florida, one in Colorado, one in Texas, and one in Maryland. So six conferences over the summer for students, six student conferences.
My birthday. My birthday.
Sorry, I'm not muted, Emma.
How'd you guess?
And so there's six conferences, and then there are two youth training conferences as well. So they put on eight conferences a year. I'm on the board, I should say we. But eight conferences a year. They serve more than 5,000 students and youth workers a year, sometimes as high as six. It's, you know, it depends on the conferences, but more typically somewhere around 5,000 students and youth workers come to the summer conferences. And then, I don't know what the latest, wild team numbers are for youth leader training, but, they have one in Pennsylvania and one in Nashville, and they, that they put on. And they do a week just for youth leaders where they bring in speakers and do like furthering education for youth workers. So it's a pretty big operation. Not only that, I meant to go up to my office beforehand. I didn't get a chance to get up there. But RYM also produces resources. They produce, I've got them in my office, but they produced five track series books. They have a resource coordinator named John Parrott, who's actually come and spoken at our church a couple times. And these are books that John has co-published with Ligon Duncan and I don't know what this committee's understanding of like who is who in the PCA or whatever, but Carl Truman, Ligon Duncan, people who have kind of a name in our denomination, John and these authors are writing books for youth together. So they have like their own publishing system as well.
Okay.
They work with an actual publisher, New Growth Press, a New Growth Publishing, or I can't remember exactly what it's called. But so RYM, when people think of RYM, what they think of is 5 to 6 days summer for their student. But right. The truth of the matter is that RYM, has a larger budget than this church has their arms in a ton of things.
I'd like to go there with you.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the more familiar, the summer events where you take students,
sure.
senior high,
mm-hmm.
several hundred kids through 400.
Sure. So our group goes to three different conferences depending on the year. So we always take our middle school group. The Trinity group always goes to middle school Florida. There are two middle school conferences. There's one in Florida and one in Texas. And the Florida one is so close. We've always gone to the Florida one. But typically for middle school Florida, it'd be about 800 to 900 students for middle school. And that's 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, although every church does middle school differently. So, and that is usually, that's almost always the last week of June, the last days of June. And then our high school go to two different conferences. There's one in Florida called High School Florida Week 2, and that one is a gigantic conference. There's 1,500 students at that one. That's the original. It's called Week 2, but that's the original week that RYM began. It's the the first conference that they ever had. We went to that last year, about 1,500 students, and then every other year we go to Colorado, to the RYM Colorado Conference, and that's about from anywhere from 800 to 1,000 students, depending upon the year, because a lot of churches do that. They go back and forth. So some years Colorado is pretty big, and some years it's closer to 800 than 1,000. But those are the conferences that we attend. When you go to a conference, what happens, right? You show up. Your day pretty much looks like this. You wake up in the morning, you eat breakfast, you go to your, you have a devotion or a quiet time, and then you go to your electives. And, RYM does electives on all kinds of topics. If God is in, you know, if God is in control, then, you know, or if God already knows, why pray? Like that would be like a, you know, or, did I choose God or did God choose me? Like that would be one on like Calvinism or election or whatever, or like, making sense of the struggle would be one on sanctification, they do technology and culture, and these are taught by, elective teachers, and you get to, they might offer 6 to 10 to 15 of them, depending upon the size of the conference, and you choose two, and you go to them every week, I mean, every day of the week in the morning, 45 minutes, 15 minute break, 45 minutes, 15 minute break, and then it's on to lunch. Then there's free time. They have all these different tournaments and games organized for the students on the beach in the mountains. You go on a hike if you're in Colorado. You know, there's ultimate frisbee or sand soccer. It depends on where you are, the conference, what you're doing, but there's a bunch of different activities. And then at night, there's a large group. And there's a teaching elder who comes a different one at every conference and every year, but who comes and he preaches you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night, there's usually a theme for the conference, and that's what he preaches on. Everyone goes together. Some conferences are so big, they have to have two large groups. So one half the group goes, you know, at 6 o'clock, and then at 8 o'clock, the next half goes. So, and then there's a little more free time, and you go to bed, hopefully, you know, and then.
I know you always come back exhausted.
Yeah, and then you wake up. And you just do that for 5 straight days, and it's awesome. What I always tell people is, people ask about RYM and what happens or why you should send your student there, and there's a lot of reasons why you should, but you're guaranteed that your student is going to be in the Word for basically about 3 hours a day for 5 straight days. They're going to be in the, now, you know, and not only that, but they're going to be doing it with their youth group. So there are lots of good camps where you can send your child or your high school student, you know, where you send them off somewhere and they go and they meet some new people, and that can be a really powerful experience for them. But that when they come back, that kind of gets left there, right? Because those people are not like that all of those experiences, those mountaintop experiences fade. It's just how quickly they fade, right? And so, but what happens is when you take your group to RYM, when you go to RYM, with the people who you're going to see every day at school and your neighborhood and at church every week. And that's what I think is really powerful about RYM is that the people, they just have a real love for the local church, and it feeds local church. And we talk about in the youth group, our students talk about the stuff that happens at RYM for years and years and years. Things, you know, that's where the memories are made, right? That's why you do youth trips. You don't do youth trips. You don't do what we do every week so that you can go do youth trips. It's actually the opposite. You go and do the youth trips so that you build up, you know, and people want to know. They want to come to RYM, and they want to, you know, and we've had students, there's students that are members of this church now that their first interaction with Trinity was their friend invited to RYM. And families that have joined this church, and their first interaction was one of their students got invited to RYM. My favorite one is Catherine Warren. She's a senior. She's a member of our church. She didn't even, 3 or 4 years ago, the last time I went to Colorado, she got invited. She didn't even want to come. She tried to talk her mom out of it, right on the eve of the trip. And she'd already paid for it and all that. And she was like, you're going. And then the girl who invited her, got altitude sickness and was like kind of like laid up in the bed for a few days. And so she was kind of like on her own. She came back from there and she may be the most involved student that we have. She like, it's like she pretty much never missed anything that we did from then on. And she joined the church, not with her family. Like she just said, I want to join this church. She came on her own. And that, so that's kind of why we do, or why our church is involved with RYM. That's not why RYM does what it does, although there's other aspects of RYM, but like that's why we do RYM.
And maybe before we go to the bigger picture, Trinity and some personalities here at Trinity have had a pretty long connection with RYM.
That's right. So Claude's been on the board before. The board used to be really wild and unwieldy. There was like, it was like 50 or 75 teaching elders, and they would have one meeting a year, and apparently it was a real just madhouse. And I think Claude was a part of that to one degree or another. But now, the board is, their RYM is restructured, and the board is significantly different. I think there's 10 or 12 people on the board. There's, we had a board meeting yesterday, so I'm trying to remember exactly. I'm the only active youth minister on the board. There are some guys who have done youth ministry, but, there are, nonprofit organizers and, people, you can actually go to RYM's website and see who all is on the board, but you'll see it's a 10 or 12, people, and it's become much more of a streamlined. I would say that RYM in the early days was like kind of a mom and pop organization. It was kind of really, it was really grassroots. It was, and now it's got, RYM has got its eyes on being the source for youth ministry, especially Reformed youth ministry in the United States. And so that's what it's moving toward. It's not just about what happens, for a week in Florida.
Yeah. So and that's really kind
of. And Michael Howell too has been to many, many RYMs. Right. He's done,
Mr. Fun.
That's right.
More
that's
recently, right. But long before. Well, and that's kind of the backstory, but very, very important because, like you're saying, it's a resource for churches and for youth ministers in a lot of ways.
And here's what most churches don't realize, and I'm hoping that, this is going to change, but here's something that most our church realizes this, or maybe we don't, but RYM is a 501c3. Okay. And, it costs about somewhere between $700 and $800 a student to put on RYM. Okay. Per conference. Sometimes different conferences, the cost is going to vary. Maybe it might be $650, and that's what it costs RYM. But RYM does not charge that. RYM charges between $400 and $500 a student to attend RYM. And this is another unique thing about RYM is that because they have a heart for the local church and because of their mission and their goal, they have to go out and raise money. We have to go out and raise money for RYM. It's not, and I don't think that all churches, lots of churches think, well, we cut a pretty big check to RYM every year when our students go to this conference, right? And lots of times we make that money back because, we don't make money on RYM as a church either, but like, cause people give, but RYM has to go out and raise, to pay. They have four full-time staff members and there's about to be five, that do, that organize and raise money and do conferences year round. RYM also has, I forgot to even mention that RYM also has their own, music coordinator, and that they have you can go to Spotify and look up RYM Worship, and you can see they have I think they have either two albums and the third one's coming out or three albums and the fourth one's about to come out, but, you can look on Spotify and find them. So they have to, we get a deal, is what I'm trying to get a deal in sending their students to RYM because RYM is not, out there to like, to gouge the churches and get money. RYM loses money on most conferences. So That's another part.
So 501c3 is not then like one of the denominational organizations like Mission of the World or is it?
No, it's not. It's not like RUF, which is the PCAs. Yeah. It's not like, and that is intentional too. Because there aren't just PCA churches coming to RYM.
Yeah.
There's a significant EPC presence. There's also Baptist, and even we can have some Methodist churches coming to RYM. You figure that out. I mean, happy to have them, obviously, but you wouldn't expect
sure.
it.
Yeah.
But it's always been although we are deeply tied to the PCA because, you know, I think everyone on the board is a member of a PCA church. So, yes, everyone on the board, there might be one EPC member. So we're deeply tied to our denomination. It's Reformed Youth Ministries, not PCA Youth Ministries. So, and the reach is wider than that. You know, Anglican, Episcopal, like, non-denominational churches, they're reaching them. Their goal is to reach much wider than just our, but obviously we're, you know, RYM is deeply connected to the PCA and it was founded by the PCA and it'll always be, or PCA members. So it'll always be, a big part of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk about the youth, minister dimension of a little bit more.
The training.
Yeah.
So I've been to youth leader training. They've been doing it, I don't know how many years now, long before I came here. And it was started out as 1 week in January. Now there's one in January and also one in February. Youth minister, it's basically like RYM without the students, which is great.
That's more fun.
So you go for a week in January or 5 days and, you have tracks. If it's your first time, they have different tracks, but they have people who come and teach you about like RYM has a philosophy of ministry, right? Which ties in, this is where we have our biggest connection with RUF, right? Large group, small group, one-on-one. You know, if you had any dealings with RUF, you know that they have the tree, right? They have this, you know, they want to reach students for Christ. They want to equip them to serve. They want to, you know, they want to grow in fellowship. They want them to do evangelism. And basically RYM has the same philosophy of ministry. So it's a lot of talk about how you do what you do, right? And how to do it and how to do it well. I don't know how many times now, maybe 4 or 5 times they've asked me to come teach about how to do one-on-ones. So how do you do a one-on-one, with a high school student or with a middle school student? Like, you take them to lunch or you take them to breakfast. What do you do? What do you talk about? How do you, you know, what's your goals? How many times should you meet? You know, they've had youth ministers come in, some guys who have been doing it for many, many years who would say like, you know, Mark DeVries is a guy that came in. He wrote a book called Sustainable Youth Ministry. It's really good. They brought him in. Who's the guy who's come to do iLife so many times, with the last name Cox from Jackson? Do you remember his? I think it might be John Cox, but I'm worried. He's been a counseling, he's taught counseling, like mini courses at YLT. So there, it's not just about reaching the students with RYM. They want to like equip youth ministers because now I'm ordained. I have been my entire career. Well, I don't know about that, but I mean, I was ordained in 2007. Not every youth minister is like that. Not every church has an ordained youth minister. So, and going to seminary doesn't mean that you've arrived in any way. I mean, like, it's just like any other graduate school. There's a bunch of knuckleheads there, but like, likes that, but some guys haven't had any kind of formal training.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of like, you know, they were, I mean, like, this is like, I would call this like a low view of youth ministry, but they were like fun and young and they're like, come and do youth ministry. It's a great place to start. It's not a great place to stay. Yeah. So, So they, you know, that's what YLT is designed for, is to bring them in and to teach them, you know, to coach them up on how to do youth ministry and how to think about youth ministry, you know. And so that's a big part of what RYM does. And there's a really good, at the very base level, what YLT is great for is that it creates like a network of other youth ministries.
Sure.
Yeah, and fellowship between them.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Back a little bit bigger picture now to the kind of the, and one of the issues in particular that you gave us is a prayer request in terms of a new director for RYM.
That's right.
Joey Stewart, is he the last guy or just?
He was. Else? That was about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And, there was a lot of things happened. RYM and Joey Stewart separate or parted ways. We began to look for a new executive director. Then this thing in China started to happen, and they call it COVID. Apparently, it's a big deal. And the whole world, like, shut down. And then we didn't do conferences. There were no RYM conferences in 2020, which was a huge thing, right? You know, when a significant number of amount of your income is, you can't do it. That was a bit. So the board was, I did a lot of Zoom calls. I mean, you do a lot of Zoom calls during the pandemic anyway, but man, we did a lot of RYM Zoom calls. We had no executive director. It was just the board. And then, we made it through 2020 to search in 2021. And I think, I can't say any more than this, but I think that we're pretty close to having somebody. So the prayer is that, that the person that we've honed in on would accept the job and could get on the road quickly, and get up to speed and that the staff could get behind this person and they could get it done. So, and I'm hopeful that that's going to happen. And excited, to have that. That's been that's been a sore spot, not having that leadership.
Sure.
And it's a big prayer request for the ministry, but we have the right person in there, the kind of person who can, not only be the figurehead of RYM, but do some things like raise money for RYM. I don't mind telling y'all. I mean, this is what one big thing that's on RYM's radar right now is that it's not guaranteed that Laguna Beach Christian Retreat Center will always be there. If they were to sell, if they were to sell that and it were to become condos or, which they could, and they could make, it's two brothers that own it. They could make, many tens of millions of dollars. It's a huge campus they have down there. Well, there's not another campus like that on the beach somewhere that's free in the summer to take, so many students. So like, would RYM ever be interested in trying to like purchase that, raise them, these are the kind of things that, could or what will we do if we couldn't do that? These are the kind of things that the board's been thinking about instead of like the executive director. So we're excited to have an executive director who can kind of like take on these challenges and do those things. So that's a big prayer request.
Yeah. Well, we're coming to our time of prayer. We're close here now, but just questions maybe. Let me ask anybody who's connected with us or here in the room, questions about our way.
Where's the organization based out of?
Oh, that's a good question. So there's no home base. Everyone has always worked remotely. So there are four current staff members. One lives in Charlottesville, Virginia. That's Michael Hall. He's the director of training, and he is the guy that you would call, if I were to leave here and they were like, oh man, we need a new youth minister, church, that would be a call you want to make. Because he's connected to other youth ministers, and he might be able to find someone. So that's kind of like one of his roles. And like the RYM intern program too. So if we wanted an intern for a long period of time, for a year or 2 years, he's also someone who recruit that kind of person for us. So he lives in Charlottesville, Virginia. Then there's Margaret Durin, and she, I'm sorry, Margaret Shelton. She's married now. She looks like Caroline, by the way. So I'll throw that out there. Long curly hair, dark. Mm-hmm. Anyway. But she lives in Macon, Georgia. Her husband is in dental school, so I think. And she is an accounting major from Texas A&M. She runs the books.
Gotcha.
Then there's John Parrott, who lives in Jackson, Mississippi, and he's the resource coordinator. He's the one who's writing the books. I forgot to mention the RYM has multiple podcasts, too, which he records, and it's all on the time. So they have a basically just for youth workers called the Local Youth Worker, which is just designed for people who are in youth ministry. And John does that. And then the music director is Joe Deegan, and he lives in Houston, Texas. He's out of Christ the King Church in Houston, Texas, which a couple of board members are out of Christ the King. That so we have a pretty, RYM is a pretty deep connection with them. So it's not, there's no home base. That might change if we get a new executive director and that executive director wants us to have a home base. Maybe that will be the case. But for right now, no, everyone works remotely. And that has its own challenges.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Anyone else?
Just summer.
Mm-hmm.
At this point.
Oh, yeah. Well, we did it last summer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think this summer it's going to be more closer to
normal.
Yes. There were some, I don't know how everyone feels about COVID, so I have to be careful about what I say, but I feel like we went over and beyond what really needed to be done this year. And I think everyone else saw that too when we got down there, is that considering the risk factors for the demographic that we serve, we did three large groups at RYM at week two this year instead of two, which was a logistical nightmare. But they did it because they didn't want it to be a super spreader event or whatever. And so, but I think we could be getting back to, I mean, it's early days, what, we're 6 months away from the next conference, but we could be getting back to what we would call a normal RYM. But the plan is to be full bore. To have all the conferences. Lord willing.
Any other prayer requests from me before we go to prayer?
Yeah, I would just say, I just want as many of our students, this is personal more than it is about RYM's ministry, but I want as many of our students to come to RYM as possible. And that's not because, not out of a, I mean, that's kind of like a self-interested request, right? It's like, oh, well, look at the youth minister. He's got, like, he's taking all these kids on this trip. That's, like, they're bad youth camps, okay? Or they're ones that are not nearly as good. And what I think about RYM is that I think RYM's the best.
Yeah.
Honestly, I do. I've been to different ones. And I know, and some people do different things, and they might do one thing better than RYM does. But on the whole, on the average, like the SEC, like top to bottom, we're the best. And she likes that. You're welcome for Mississippi State. I do. I think what RYM does is unparalleled, especially as it speaks. And so I guess my prayer request is that we have as many people as we can come.
What's the biggest hurdle to get everybody there? Is it a financial hurdle or is it just a commitment?
It's a little bit of both. Some people are stopped by finances, but this church has been so good about that. Now, getting people to, actually ask for help is one thing,
but that's
one hurdle to overcome. But another hurdle is that we don't have to overcome is I've had so many people, who have come to, just through the years, so many people have come to me and been like, my kids really liked RYM, so here's a check for two RYM, go get somebody to come. So I love when that happens. We don't actively solicit that, but when it does happen, it's awesome. Another thing is that, a lot of these, the way sports work now, there is no off season. And, you know, one big hurdle that we have is that, you know, cheerleaders or football players, which, you know, you're so, in June, you're so far from football and cheerleading, and it's just not even funny. But they'll say, you know, I won't get to play if I spend these 5 days or 6 days outside summer camps. Now, Wilson Van Hooser would tell you that that's an absolute joke. Like, but the truth of the matter is that that's something that they are worried about. It's a legitimate concern, and that's something that, I can get kind of riled up about that if we're not careful about it, because I feel like that's a little bit of emotional abuse that by those coaches and sports organizers. Because I just don't think students should have to be in that position where they're like, well, I just have to be here all the time because I got to be, but yeah, I mean, that's another hurdle is doing. That's a big one, actually. That might be the biggest one, is that people feel like they can't go because, you know, there's just, summer has been reduced. I don't know how long you got when you were a kid, but they don't, I know how much I got. They don't get near as much as I got. And it's only been, 20 years since I've been in high school. And so there's just so much competition for that time. And that's, you know, which is fine. I mean, there's a lot of great things you can do through summer, but I just can't tell you how valuable I think that. I think a lot of parents, I'm going on too long, but I think a lot of parents want their kids to be more involved in the youth than they are. I'd say that's generally the case. And if you want them to be involved, one of the best ways to do it is to consistently send them to our line. Because they will, you can't help the grief when you're in Hunter. Like, we have people who would testify to that. They would testify within our church who would say, I mean, Hunter Reeves told me one time, I said, Hunter, you've got every reason not to be involved in our youth group. You know, like, only kid in your grade who goes to your school, you know, you live out east, so you have to travel back to fellowship. It's like, you know, he had all these different reasons that he wouldn't be, where you would say, this is someone who's maybe less likely to be involved. I said, why are you so involved in our youth group? And he was like, I went to RYM, Colorado, and I was just like, these are my people. This is who I'm going to be with. And that's what you want, right? So he came back and interned for us. And actually, he's interned for RYM. And we've had multiple students from our ministry who have interned. Richard Williamson, William Robertson, Hunter Reeves. I might be missing somebody. I didn't think about to look up that. But we've had multiple people from our church who've been RYM summer interns as well. So, yeah.
Well, we'd like to go to prayer, pray for, or RYM, pray for youth card as well.
Would you start? Okay. Lord, I just thank you for this time with the, just to hear about the ministry and the impact it makes and how important it is. And I was just thinking that the future of our church and the church is with these young people. So I pray that they will get involved. They, on their own volition, would do that, but even the parents would encourage them. And somehow that the gospel would be more important in sports and other things. So I thank you for Kurt, his heart, his passion for what he's doing, and just the opportunities we have through this RYM to get our people involved. So I pray that more of them will do that impressed with the training that you pastors and how to get them involved. So I was just so blessed to hear about all the different things going on with RYM, and I pray that you would continue to encourage them. Lord, you raise up the right director that would come in to lead this group, Lord, that we would see more young people from PCA churches involved, and even the broader area of Rashawn churches, or anybody that would get involved, Lord, that they would come to know you through these ministries, they would come to grow in you, and then, Lord, they might be involved in the ministry. So I thank you for this time, and Lord, pray that you would bless this ministry. And I pray this in Christ's name.
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks for all that RUF blessed for the young people. The spiritual leadership, the education, the interrelation of people. We give thanks for all the people that work at RUF. Success. successful. We pray that more people can be involved, that they can expand to have more conferences across the country. We pray for the leadership, direction of the board, the raising of the support. We pray that you will bless them and encourage them, and we give thanks that they reach out to other denominations and are more eclectic than welcoming all Christian youth to come and learn more about Jesus Christ. In His name we pray.
Well, I just pray for the OUF leadership. I pray for the board as they make decisions and try to recruit an executive director. Pray for that person that you put there in heart. This is their job. This is what they, you want them to do. And bring that person to them soon. Father, we just pray for the future, especially for these summer conferences. I pray they will just be overflowing with students, that we would be able to take a large contingency there. I pray for those obstacles that would be in the way when you move to the side and you would, by your hand, allow these students to have the freedom to come and go to our event. We ask this in Christ's name.
Father, we thank you that RYM is about to celebrate their 50th anniversary, and we thank you for the thousands of students whose lives have been touched and changed through this ministry. We thank you for Trinity's involvement for so many years, for Kurt's leadership and Michael and Claude's leadership within the organization. And we thank you for those who plan these conferences day in and day out throughout the year, and we ask that you would give them creative and innovative thinking, and that you would be lifted up at each one of these conferences and glorified, and that young people will not only come to know Christ, but be discipled and then be prepared to go out and make disciples. Father, we do ask that you would raise up this executive director, and that you would give Kurt and the other members of the board discernment as they select this director, and that they will wait on your perfect timing, and that you will call this person to this position. And we know the one who calls is faithful, and he will surely do it. And we give thanks and praise to you in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for Kurt and his time with us this morning, even that we're using his computer, which is just Your way of providing for us in so many ways. We give you praise as the sovereign God. Thank you for Kurt and the role he fills with youth here at Trinity Church, and just the leadership and the teaching and the role model that he is for so many of our youth as well. And for this this Reformed Youth Movement and the ways in which you've guided it and those who've led it over the years. And we do pray for a new executive director. We pray for the right choice to be made. And just as Kurt indicates, perhaps that person is at hand now. And we'll come. I thank you for the board that have led this in the absence of an executive director, and pray that you continue to strengthen them, give them wisdom. Thank you for Kurt's role in as part of the leadership of this organization too. And we do pray for our youth and the youth of our denomination, the youth of our sister churches. As Bubba has already said, this is the future of the church in America in many ways. And we pray that they would be strong. They would be grounded in the word, which is so essential. We pray that you would use the youth leaders, Kurt and these many others, and this organization to shape these folks, these students now, and yet won't be students for long. And so quickly they will become a part of your church, a part of the leadership of your church in many cases. But how critical this ministry is and the lives we've done for us. And we pray for this. We pray that we continue. We pray that it would be sustained. We pray that, you would continue to be glorified through it. In all these things, we give you thanks, Father. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.